Chapter 2. Three Riddles. A few moments later, the princess appeared. She was very beautiful and elegant. She stood like a tall white candle. She started to speak, and I felt my heart leap out from my chest. I am taking revenge for the death of my ancestor, Princess Lu Ling. 1,000 years ago, a foreign king came to her in this place, ravished and murdered her. To honor her memory, I have vowed to never allow any man to touch me. There are three riddles for you, but only one death, she said. I replied, there are three riddles, but only one life. She began to ask me the first riddle. What is the phantom born every night that dies in the dawn but lives in the hearts of humans? I thought carefully about the question and answered, hope. She looked very uncomfortable after I answered, but she continued to ask the second riddle. What warms like a fire, boils in a fever, becomes cold in death, but glows like a sunset, and flies into passion in victory? Once more, I thought carefully about the question and answered, blood. Now Turandot looked at me in anger. Her eyes looked as cold as ice. She asked the final question. What is the ice that sets you on fire? What consumes you and yet freezes even harder? The crowd in the square stood silent and listened. This time I thought even longer about the question. Turandot, I said at last. Finally, I said, Turandot, you are like ice, but my passion for you burns inside me. You are what consumes my thoughts and feelings. The wise men standing in the square in that magnificent palace shook their heads in amazement. I had answered the three riddles correctly. Turandot looked stunned for a few moments. Then she threw herself at her father's feet and begged, "Please do not make me marry him. Please, father." But her father replied, "He has answered all the questions correctly. We promised that whoever answers the questions correctly will marry you. You must." Turandot now stood and turned to look at me. "Do you really want a wife who marries you unwillingly?" she asked. "No, I do not," I replied. "So if you can find out my name before dawn tomorrow, I will not force you to marry me, and I will die happily at your hands." This pleased Turandot very much. She smiled in her own evil way and said, "Wonderful. No one will sleep tonight until I learn your name. Tomorrow, you will lose your head. I will give a reward to the person who finds out your name." That night, no one in the city could sleep. I waited in the palace garden for the sun to rise. Ping, Pong, and Pang came to see me. Again, they begged, "The princess will find out your name. Just please leave in peace before she kills you." Suddenly, I heard a noise inside the courtyard. I rushed in to see some guards dragging my father and Liu into the courtyard. One of the guards said, "These people spoke to him yesterday. They know who he is." I shouted out, "No, they don't. Until yesterday, they were complete strangers to me." As soon as Turandot arrived, the guards started beating my father. Liu cried out, "Please do not hurt him. He is only an old man. Only I can tell you what you want to know." I tried to run to Liu to stop her from speaking, but some guards stopped me. Turandot ordered, "Take her and torture her until she tells you his name." "I will never tell you," Liu screamed. "I will die before I tell you his name." I was so stunned by Liu's devotion to my father and myself, and even Turandot asked her, Why do you care so much about him? Why are you so willing to sacrifice yourself for this man? Liu answered, Love gives me courage. Your heart is made of ice, but it will be warmed by the love he can give. Liu jumped forward and grabbed one of the guard's daggers and stabbed herself in the heart. No one could have stopped Liu because it all happened so quickly. She fell to the ground in front of my feet and died. I felt such emotion for poor Liu. She had given her life to save mine. I became very angry now. I turned to Turandot and said, You are the princess of death. Wherever you go, death follows you. Turandot looked at me and said, No, I am the daughter of heaven, and my spirit flies in the heavens far above yours. Perhaps your spirit may, but you are on this earth with me, so you are no better than the rest of us. I walked toward her and tore her veil away. I took her in my arms and placed my lips on hers. At first she struggled like a wild animal, but the warmth of my kiss finally reached her frozen heart. She broke down into tears. The love in my kiss has warmed your heart. You will no longer be the ice princess, I told her. As soon as I saw you, I knew that you would make my life difficult, the princess said. Go. I do not want to know your name. It can stay a mystery. I replied, I am the victor now, and I do not care whether I live or die. My name is Khalaf, Prince of Tartary. Later, after the sun had risen, the king sat on his throne. Turandot and I were standing together in front of him. The emperor spoke to Turandot first. Turandot, have you discovered the name of this man? Yes, I have, father. His name is Love, she replied. Then she smiled in a way no one had ever seen before. The smile was not of hate or evil, but of love. Ping, Pong, and Pang nodded approvingly, and the emperor looked happy. Turandot became my wife, and we have lived very happily for many years. It is wonderful to grow old with the person you love.